they will necessarily come to the position where the Siddha can reside. That is in Brahmaloka. Kiranat ko pamojusha. Do you follow?
Yes. So killing of the demons, Guru Maharaj, is not eternal lila. It is not something going on eternally, even within the material world.
It is also there in Goloka, but it does not find any principal part there to play. Kastasya kanchirava. Something like so. What is indirect? Help to have the clear conception of the lila here in Papancha, that is in Goloka, just as a mere representation in picture, not very active, not passive. It has been stated. Kasthasya kanchirava. The indirect pastimes is only a background there. More free. The positive side is more free there, and the indirect background is more or less inanimate. Like a stage.
And also that Lord Chaitanya came in the mood of Srimati Radharani and not necessarily to spread
not
the
Yuga. Not in all Yuga. Only once in a day of Brahma, that is the 28th day, 28th Yuga of us. Sahasra Yuga constitutes Brahma's one day, but the 28th day, the 28th Yuga only, in that day come down, Swayam Bhagavan. We are informed like that through the scripture. Not all the Yuga of Kali or Dapa.
Whereas then in other yugas, the avatar, who's...
The yuga avatar comes as usual.
He also comes in the form of Krishna?
Form is same, little different. In Mahaprabhu's case, it is Harit Varna. Harit Varna. Harit means the color of the parrot, not exactly yellow. It is mentioned in Narada, Pancharatra, Narada Samhita, something like that. Harijvan, Mahaprabhu comes. It is mentioned. So, different color. But not exactly with the color of Radharani and the heart posing.
And the pastimes, are the pastimes the same or are they also different?
Sankirtan.
Sankirtan goes on, but not so many earnest inquiry after Krishna. that we are not, not that. Let us bridge exclusively in Puri, the Dada Shabda, 12 years Gambhira Lila, that is omitted. Not so much earnest searching for Krishna and some such different signs on his body. As Swarup Ramananda, that private talk, intoxicating, all these things are absent.
And in the avatar of Krishna, there the pastimes are also different a little?
Yeah, also. That Nitya Lila in Vrindavan, that is suppressed underground, that is always there. But explicitly, it is absent. Ramanuj and other sampradaya, they are of opinion that it is for the time being, Narayan is the center, and sometimes he becomes Krishna and comes to the worldly people with such dealings. But partial representation of Narayan. In Vaikuntha, in the ultimate area in the center, there is Narayan only, Bhakti Narayan. But from Bhagavatam, from Mahaprabhu, the Rupa Sanatana, they establish no. The Krishna there is Swayam Bhagavan, and that is at the root of everything. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kalila Prakara. Even crossing the zone of Narayana, we have to enter into finer area. And that is the most original, there we shall find that Krishna Lila is Nitya. Vaikuntha is grosser than that. The land of constitutional king, and not the land of autocrats, lover. This is more gross, and we have to pierce that. If we can do so, we shall find that is the ultimate play. The most fundamental play is that of love and beauty, not of power and grandeur. We are so fortunate and very quick to find and inspect the subtlemost quarter of the universe. And we have to see that beauty and love. That is the origin, and not power or reverence grandeur. The primary causal position is that of love and beauty. That has been found out in Bhagavatam and by Mahaprabhu, and that is established by the Goswamis, by the references quoting from different scriptures and they also reason. This is Anutpita Charinchila, which was never given beforehand so explicitly as done in the incarnation, in the descent of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya.
Maharaj, if the Ishtadev of the Rupa Nugas is Sri Sri Radha Govinda, then the sadhaka, we may feel not fit for that. So some more regard for Radha Madan Mohan. We may not like to cross over Radha Madan
Mohan. They don't revere. They may not have any approach. Radha Madan Mohan. They can't approach, but they must desire that Radha, Narani and Madan Mohan, they are together. That is desirable to them.
Yeah.
But they cannot be represented there by themselves.
Mm.
Then private secrecy.
Yes.
They cannot rise so high. So only sometimes the Munjaris are allowed to enter at that time, and never the Shoki. So, from one standpoint, Munjaris' position is better than the Shoki. They have got some respectable relationship of reserve.
And so many and
people. And Munjaris are supposed to be small. Why so many ants?
So Guru Maharaj, two very powerful original forms of Godhead have descended very close to this time, and still the influence of Kali seems to be even more powerful. How is that?
What does it?
I don't understand myself. I'm
Krishna?
You try to understand.
Yes, Krishna has appeared, or Mahaprabhu has appeared, in the Dharma. Very powerful. Two incarnations, not one, but two incarnations.
Vidagda Mahaprabhu says, when Mahaprabhu has come, and Krishna himself previously came, but still the Kali Yuga is so rampant. How is it possible? The Lord Himself has come twice.
Yeah.
So,
the Haridas Thakur answered in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is found in connection with Sanatana Goswami's talk with Mahaprabhu. So that you have come. And the name vibration direct from you are reaching far and by giving this, not only the jangam that is living, but this thabar, the material representation also, all being released. Released. But again, from the source, that is the Brahmalok, Mahaprabhu told, if all, you say, Haridas Thakur, Haridas, you say that all will be released, then the whole Brahmanda will be vacant. No. Una sukha jive udbuddha karibe, to fill up. If a general amnesty is announced in any occasion, that the whole jail, all the prisoners should be released, then again the prison would be filled up. Something like that. In any day, auspicious day, the government announced that let all the prisoners be released, vacant prisoners. Then again they will come. So from Brahmalok, that Tatasthalok, again that sort of person will come and fill up. Koti kaam dhenu Then Mahaprabhu also told, Koti kam dhenu pati chhabi yoiche mari saraswati pati krishna maya kiva kari. Mahaprabhu gave the announcement of the infinite characteristic of the grace of Krishna. That one who possesses crores of kamadhenu, if any she-goat dies, what harm comes to him? No harm. So the whole maya is abolished, this brahmanda. It does not affect Krishna in any way. That was told by Mahaprabhu. Even Krishna's reign can continue if this brahmanda is abolished altogether. No harm in his pastimes. That Haridasa Thakur told that all these will be filled up from the Tatastha Loka, that original eternal plane from which the so many particles of free-willed souls are emanating always. Puna sukha jive udbuddha karive. Just as Ramchandra, when he closed his lila, the whole of Ayodhya he took along with him. It is mentioned in Ramayana. But again, the Ayodhya was seen to be filled up by others coming there. The Ayodhya is there. That's as we take from the ocean, we take a big pot full of water, but automatically that pot will be filled up. It is so arranged, infinite. The line also infinite, accommodates infinite number of points, a line. And the plane is also infinite, can accommodate infinite number of lines. And the solid infinite, can accommodate infinite number of points, lines and the planes. So, in the characteristic of infinite also, there is differentiation. The jiva infinite, the brahma infinite, the paramatma infinite, the narayana, Krishna infinite. Different phases of infinite. Yeah. And the solid can accommodate all sorts of infinite. A line can only accommodate infinite points. Not line, but a plane can accommodate infinite lines and consequently infinite points. And a solid can accommodate infinite plane, infinite line and infinite points all in this way. Different types of infinite there are. Do you follow? Line is infinite, do you follow?
Yes.
Eh?
A line is infinite, goes on forever?
Infinite. As regards the length, line is infinite. But a plane is not contained in a line. But infinite number of lines can be contained in a plane. Mm-hmm. And necessarily infinite points also. In a solid, infinite number of planes and the lines and the points. Mm. So all of them are infinite. Mm. So Brahma infinite, Paramatma infinite, this Maya infinite, but all are accommodating Nagayag and Krishna, even Parabhum in Krishna Roka. The intellectual jugglery won't be able to measure the fathom that is fabulous. So Gani Prayasamudha Pashya Namantri. You were a small purchaser. Emporium is there. Your necessary thing you get and you test. That advice has been given to us. Don't try to dive deep into the inquisitiveness, no end. Rather try to join your duty recommended by it, then try to find it out and go on. Gani prayasa udhavasya namante bhajivanti shanipalika. Upon Chalkati, hide your own machines. Gyani Prayasa means hide your own machine. You will be benefited thereby. Not by inquisitiveness into the whole thing. No end. No solution. A finite cannot have any solution of the infinite within him. It is a general thing. So why this wild goose chasing? That is a mania. That is a mania, that is a kind of disease. So gyan sunna bhakti. Service without inquisitiveness. Mahaprabhu accepted that. Yes, here it begins. For the finite, to have a taste of the infinite, this is the real beginning of life. Not to try in vain to measure the immeasurable wild goose chasing. That is not recommended, that is Bhag Bhajjo. He is still outside of his own, outside his own real self. He has not come to a proper, healthy position. It is unwholesome, unhealthy position. Inquisitiveness is unwholesome position. Of Shraddha, which is gathered by the product of Sukriti, that can take us to the faith, to the Sadhu Prapa, and go on obeying his orders. That is peaceful, and that is some fruitful, some giving thing. Otherwise it is impossible for the finite to know infinite, to measure infinite. That is useless waste of energy. Don't go that side. But sometimes for the preacher something is necessary. And that may come from that inspiration of service. When one is appointed by him, then he is given with the general, appointed general. He is given with the weapons and equipments of the general. He will do it. It will come. Ramanuj had a combat with a Mayavadi Pandit once. Continuously 14 days they discussed, but could not do anything, any progress real. Then Ramanuj came to the temple of the Varadaraj. I am so unfit a person that I could not establish the essence, the principality of your devotion. Who had this Mayavad? I am worthless. And he came and found surrendered, and then as appointed he approached the person. And whenever he went there, he was prepared to decide. I recapitulate your previous arguments, and I admit your arguments are true. Hmm. When Ramanuj risked the failure, that I can't do, I can't establish this reality of the service over getting personal conception. It is not intellectualism, mere intellectualism, but by service, when his presence descends within my heart, within me, then he can do anything and everything on my behalf. His backing may solve everything. His presence, to draw his presence within us, and for that service is efficient, is most efficient, and not intellectualism. So Gani Prasanga Vasya Mamantayi. Try to improve your negative side and not positive subjective side. I said the master about him, his knowledge, he is not to be such a thing as to submit to my subjectivity, never. Super subjective existence, transcending up. So, by increasing our negative side, if we can draw him within our heart, his presence may solve anything and everything, all possible difficulties. An ordinary illiterate person, if he is endowed with the presence in his heart by the Lord, then he can answer so many questions. But an illiterate man may fail to answer any question. So his presence, and how it is possible, yamai vaishabhanute tena lok, that he will select me and come down to me. That is what is really necessary. He may come to my plane of heart. And he may withdraw, he may come. But due to her affection to me, he may live in my heart, may not deceive me and go away. I can fix him in my heart, the solution of all solution, samanjasa, only by my serving attitude and not by intellectual search or quest or that sort of attitude. That is given to understand to us. Have him and you have got everything. Vidyati hidayagranti chiddanti sarvasamsaya tasmi indrishti. If he is within you, then you are free of all doubts, all sorts of doubts, not otherwise. And how to have him nearest to me? By service, not by search. Search with affection, with heart, with self-offering, submission, self-offering, and serving attitude. Such must be of that nature. In it, I can't tolerate. I cannot tolerate your absence, my Lord, through love, affection. We can draw him nearer to us by our humility, our throwing at his feet and invite with much hunger. That sort of prayerful quest may bring him to us. And when he is there, everything is there. Hare Krishna. Krishna. What's the time?
10 to 10.
Ten.
10 before 10.
10 to 10. Nimai told Jesus, but Jesus exploited Judas. If we can think, then Krishna exploited Uttana. What is Nida? It was necessary. Uttana was necessary to enhance his Nida. So she was exploited by Krishna. And she was rewarded for that. If you go to that standard, without his will, nothing can be done. Not even a straw can move. So only to help his leela of all these different tribes. Uttana was a sacrifice that he had to become a rakshasi and to play treachery for it. In this way she was exploited and she was rewarded. It is not bad. It is quite befitting as what you said. So that is all leela.
Maharaj, that Pandraka, who imitated four-armed Vishnu?
That is also. Only in that, in this sense, that they are contributing his leela, something. So they get the reward and the goals so much. Ragadishat, vayat, krodha. Because from the ultimate standpoint, they are all exploited for his leela. Part and parcel of his leela to enhance. So considering that position, they are rewarded, they get uplifted. They are not whimsical. There is considered opinion so much there and that. Judas, I exploited you. I am going to be eternally famous and I using you as a traitor to me. Through my convention it has been done to enhance me, my best dreams you had you used in such a bad way. So I am indebted to you, Judas, for that. suddenly with this look, he cast a glance to Judas when carrying the cross in the mall, and Judas was mad. With that look and glance, Judas became mad. How pitiful that look was. Ran at once to free himself from the service, what was thought at that time very bad, nasty. Homeopathy treatment. Whatever sign is seen in the body, what medicine can produce that sign, that is applied. Do you know the theory?
Yeah,
I've heard.
Yes.
Why, what for? Because the nature is already trying her best to cure the to drive the poison, to cure the disease. And what sort of expression has come when the whole health is trying to do away with that nasty disease? What science has come give that sort of help to him, which can produce that sign? The nature is already trying to oust it. And whatever science is on the background, like on the surface, what can produce that sort of effect, apply that medicine. This is the underlying theory for me. Action, reaction. Hare Krishna. Nidhai Gaur Hari Ro, Nidhai Gaur. Ten. Mahaprabhu Gauranga. Yadi Gaur na hoto kemo na hoi to kemo ne dhari tam dehe. It would have been impossible to live if Gaur did not appear. What sort of inseparable relationship they are talking, the devotees of Gaur Nitya Lila, Sangi. We cannot, it is impossible to maintain our existence without Gauranga. Is the center of our mind, the very gist, support, essence of our life. Without this, I would have died in that dead representation, not proper representation of us. Would have been possible if Gauranga did not come and arouse such a sort of self within us. We are so dignified, we are so and so high, so dignified, so valuable we are. He has come and increased in our eye our own valuation. We can be loved, the object of love of Krishna. He has affection and love for us. We are not ordinary thing in the market. That unowned, unclaimed articles, not that. not unclean articles to be lost in this universe in mind. But already we have got our position in the heart of Krishna, such dignified essence of our existence has been given out by Lord Gaura. Prabhupada, Gaudiya Mount stands for the dignity of human race, not slave mentality creating. They are not out to create slave mentality in the people. But the most dignified position, dignity of human race, of whole creation, bringing Krishna, the central Lord of love, that is the greatest cause you are in his record. His calculation is in his heart. Hearty cooperation with him. So you are not ordinary things to be thrown into the dustbin of the nature. How dignified. Here we stop today. Go with you.
Jai Ho Vishnu Pad.
Jai Ho Vishnu Pad. Jai Ho Vishnu Pad. Jai Ho Vishnu Pad. Jai Ho Vishnu Pad. Jai Ho Vishnu Pad. Mr. Madan Mohan Krishna, where Krishna is used in the mantra, and there was an Abhidhava Govinda, and in Prayajan Gopijana Valla. Krishna Govinda Gopijana Valla. Krishna is represented by Madan Mohan. Sambandha. Abhidha in Govinda section. And Prayajana, Gopijana Valla. There is our personal satisfaction. For personal meeting with Krishna.
Okay.
Sometimes devotees ask, if we are living in a certain temple, Mandir, there may be Radha Krishna Murti, such as here, Gandharva Govinda Sundara, and other.
Stage of our realization, then the question of differentiation in this matter will arise, not now.
Yes.
Now moving in a general way to us, including all.
Yes.
The differentiation that what is this, the path? Two or three ways missed. Four in one, but what is that called? Junction.
Junction, yes.
When we shall reach the stage of that junction, then that consideration will come clearly and then really.
Yes.
Not now. Now the approximate progress. In the beginning. And the stage will come in Bhava Bhakti.